Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features Kim Rogers Hatfield and Mary Lee Ewald from Anderson.
This is Kim Rogers Hatfield, RSVP Director with United Way of Madison County. I am reviewing the book Cat's Claw, the 20th book of the China Bales Mysteries by Susan Wittig Albert. For anyone who is into mysteries, gardening, and food like myself, these books are an absolute treat. The main character, China Bales, is a former criminal defense attorney who left behind her stressful career in Houston to open up an herb shop in the small made-up town of Pecan Springs, Texas. Pecan Springs is an idyllic little town, but still has its share of crimes necessary for generating good whodunits. Next door to China's shop is a New Age shop owned by China's best friend, Ruby Wilcox. China is unadorned in her style, yet inquisitive and straightforward in her thinking, while Ruby is eccentric and flamboyant and looks beyond what is normal. Albert has created a wonderful yin and yang quality to this duo that is perfect for solving mystery. In Cat's Claw, Albert has for the first time written from the perspective of a different character. This book features both China and her good friend Sheila Dawson, police chief of Pecan Springs. What looks to be a suicide victim is found in town and the sleuthing begins. China and her curiosity lead her down one path of investigation, while Sheila and her police training lead her down another. Both paths converge and lead the reader through a story that is fast-paced and unpredictable. All the books in this series are named after plants: Time of Death, Rosemary Remembered, Indigo Dying, etc. Albert provides insights into these plants and their uses as part of the narrative. As a bonus, whenever a character is described eating or creating a favorite dish, the recipe is included in the book. One of my favorite recipes is China Bales fried chicken with 12 herbs and spices from the 17th book, Wormwood. You just can't beat a book with a good mystery, plant facts, and a new idea for dinner. I give Cat's Claw and the China Bales Mystery Series 2 green thumbs up. I'm Kim for BookSpeak.
My name is Mary Lee Ewald. I am the director of the Madison County CAPE Collaboration. This countywide collaboration of the five school districts, Anderson University, and the United Way of Madison County has been together for 11 years, and our focus is on improving the number of students who demonstrate proficiency in reading. We believe that it is unacceptable for any child's future to be diminished because he or she cannot read. The book I have enjoyed the most this summer is Five Little Monkeys Jumping on a Bed, retold and illustrated by Eileen Cristolo. As a Hoosier grandma, my time with my grandchildren, Carl and Lena, who live 4 hours away in Ohio, is limited and precious. I read this delightful book to 2-year-old Lena last week. She loved the predictability, the emphasis and expression that I put into the tale, and soon she was mimicking me and could predict the next phrases with great gusto. For those of you who do not know the tale, five little monkeys were jumping on a bed. One at a time, they fell off and hurt their head. Each time, their mama called the doctor, and the doctor said, "Yes, you guessed it, no more monkeys jumping on the bed." Carl, the mature 4.5-year-old, at first was not interested in the book. Then he joined in the fun, and the three of us were laughing and acting out the story. We took turns playing the different parts of the story: monkeys, mama, and doctor. Carl even saw details in the pictures that I had let slide by unnoticed. I hate to ruin a good ending, but the last page suggests that mama was going to jump on the bed and perhaps fall off and hurt her head. Carl wondered who would call the doctor. I had the great fun of not only reading and sharing this book with my grandchildren, but also seeing a glimpse into the genius of the developing minds of young children. I would not only recommend this book, but sharing any picture book with a young child this summer. Where else can you express your latent acting talent and build a successful future reader? This is Mary Lee Ewald for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.